Conversation 2.
Today, my guest is Dana Ivanovich, who has worked for the last 20 years as an interpreter. Dana, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to begin by saying that I have on occasions used an interpreter myself as a foreign correspondent, so I'm full of admiration for what you do. But I think your profession is sometimes underrated, and many people think anyone who speaks more than one language can do it.
There aren't any interpreters I know who don't have professional qualifications and training. You only really get proficient after many years in the job.
And am I right in saying you can divide what you do into two distinct methods, simultaneous and consecutive interpreting?
That's right. The techniques you use are different, and a lot of interpreters will say one is easier than the other, less stressful.
Simultaneous interpreting, putting someone's words into another language more or less as they speak, sounds to me like the more difficult.
Well, actually no. Most people in the business would agree that consecutive interpreting is the more stressful. You have to wait for the speaker to deliver quite a chunk of language before you then put it into the second language, which puts your short-term memory under intense stress.
You make notes, I presume?
Absolutely. Anything like numbers, names, places have to be noted down, but the rest is never translated word for word. You have to find a way of summarizing it so that the message is there. Turning every single word into the target language would put too much strain on the interpreter and slow down the whole process too much.
But with simultaneous interpreting, you start translating almost as soon as the other person starts speaking. You must have some preparation beforehand.
Well, hopefully, the speakers will let you have an outline of the topic a day or two in advance. You have a little time to do research, prepare technical expressions, and so on.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 5. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 6. What does the man think of Dana's profession? Question 7. What does Dana say about the interpreters she knows? Question 8. What do most interpreters think of consecutive interpreting?